Lao Tzu said that the world is won by those who let it go. Happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. You guys can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram if you want to interact with the show or talk about these ideas. And, you know, can I tell you something? The Morning Coffee podcast, if you listen to it, sometimes it seems like maybe I have an agenda. And I think if I allow something like the lowest parts of me, like the ego part of me, to succeed, then certainly I do have an agenda, because the ego always has an agenda. But actually, what I created this platform for, and what I'm the most passionate about, is sharing ideas. And I really love ancient wisdom because, well, I think part of it is that these ancient ideas, they seem so true now. So a lot of, you know, whether we're talking the biblical context or all the wisdom traditions, really, they have these ideas. They talk about the state of the human condition, but because they're not talking about the outer state, they're talking about our internal state, they transcend time in that way. And so we find that the words are applicable to our lives now. And, you know, obviously that's why religions continue. That's not a phenomenon that's new, but it's something that I really like to explore. And honestly, I kind of like to explore it free of any boxes or anything like that, because I'm just infinitely curious about really the world that we live in and myself and you, and like, why are we the way that we are? And so a lot of this podcast is really me exploring ideas, and I'm not attached to agendas. And so that being said, if you have comments or anything about the show, again, follow me at @RickAlexander_, and you know, I love to dialogue about this information because this is what I spend my life studying and thinking about. And so I want to start today talking about the movie Bruce Almighty, and you don't have to know anything about it, but essentially what happens is Bruce is he thinks that he could run the world better than God, so God actually gives him the power to run the world, and what he finds up is that he just keeps screwing it up. There's a really good Eric Weinstein quote that says that humanity has gained the power of the gods without the wisdom. And that's essentially what this movie is trying to show. And I want to talk about one part in this movie. So all you have to really know is that to know what we're going to talk about today. But there's a part in the movie where Bruce realizes, oh, I can make everything in my life exactly as I want it to. I can make it better. And there's a point where he's looking at the moon and he's talking to Jennifer Aniston, his girlfriend, I think, or wife at the time. And he lassos the moon and he pulls it closer to him so that they can see it better, so that they can enjoy it more. And what happens is he creates all of this cascading effect of mass destruction in the world because the tides rise, of course, right? Tides are tied to the moon, not to mention so many different personality aspects. If you're into astrology, there's all these things that are tied to other things. Like, you realize everything about our life is relationship to something else, and we think we can make it better by manipulating and changing it. And I think to do that is to miss the point. The underlying message right there in that scene playing out is that the moon is here for us to enjoy. And we always think we have to manipulate and we have to make things in the way that we envision them. And I would submit that that seems like, you know, I don't want to say that there's a right and a wrong way to live, but certainly if you live a certain way and then reality gives you adverse feedback, then you should listen to it. And so every time I've tried to control something in my life, literally every single time, it has not worked out. I think that's the whole saying, you hear, you know, you make plans and then you hear God laughing. It always doesn't work out. And to the opposite of that, I also find that when I can let go of the desire to manipulate the result or get what I want, then I find that I'm actually free to just appreciate the moon as it were, or as it is in this context, right? Or whatever's happening in my life. There's a part in the Tao Te Ching where the author, which is believed again to be Lao Tzu, says, you know, the world is forever out of control. And it's weird because as humans, we have the ability to control so much. We can control, we regulate our environment. We put the air conditioner on so we don't get too hot, and we have the heat so we don't get too cold. And we can regulate all of these things. And so we trick ourselves into thinking that we can regulate the bigger aspects of our lives. And as it turns out, that's never actually true. And so the question I'd love to ask you today is, like, what parts of your life are you trying to control? You know, the part of the Tao Te Ching that says the world is forever out of control, the implication there is that the human's job is not to change that, but to learn to live in rhythm with it. And when humanity's at our best, that's what we do. We live in rhythm with our environment. We don't force, we don't manipulate, we don't push, we just accept. And as you accept, if you can let go of the fact that you're actually here to control, and I think that's why we do it, right? We want to find meaning in these things. So we want to control them. We want to make a certain amount of money. We think maybe that's what the meaning of life is. And we're always looking for these meanings. I know that's at least the thing behind my ego, always looking to find identity to root itself in, whether that's my job title or a certain modicum of success. It's always looking for that thing. And so I have to actively remind myself that I'm not here to control, right? I'm not here to manipulate. And the reason is because I don't actually know, because I have a very finite consciousness, right? A very finite awareness. I only know what I know, and that's a very small sliver of reality, because the truth is we're not privy to ultimate answers, right? That's why faith is a concept that humans have come up with, because you have to have something that bridges the gap between what you understand to be true and what is actually happening. And because you don't have the ability, the omnipresence, the unbounded awareness, let's say, to understand everything that's true, you just have to let go and trust that it's always going somewhere better. That's what really draws me to a lot of these wisdom texts, is like they kind of play out like a big drama. And if you could narrate the drama, what you would see is the story. One of the themes that's always popping up is what was is not as good as what will be. And as humans, what we often want to do is control what was, because it's safe, it's what we knew. And so we think about the way that we want success based off, well, what has been? What have I known? Oh, I've known people that have made good money and had whatever it is, right? Whatever you've built it off. But the underlying message in these texts, and the reason that I'm using these quotes and kind of pursuing this with my life, is because this idea that the world is not as good as it's going to be, you realize becomes really important to lean into. Because although we like our safety, although we like the known reality and the areas of life that we feel the safest within, it's not the whole story. There's a better story, but you've got to let go. And I've started to see this idea of letting go of control of the outcome, of just sort of like following whatever I'm interested in, which for me is curiosity. I'm just really curious and I like to explore things, like try to understand them, try to see where my own thinking trips me up. Like that happens to be what I'm into. But what I realize is if you can let go of that control, then what actually unfolds is better. And you know, in science, they're looking at the world and they're measuring things and they're observing things. And what they're finding is they don't actually profess to know where it's all going. But what they can say is that the universe is expanding. It is unfolding before us. It's going somewhere. The narrative is it's going somewhere better than the past, but we've got to let what we know go so that we can be open enough to whatever becomes. And so when we succumb to like the smallest self, the smallest part of our ego, yeah, we want to control things. We want things our way. But if you can lean into the highest part of yourself, the true self, I would say that what you'll find is that what unfolds is unarguably always better than what was and what is. That's been my experience. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.